This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
That was quick. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good.
Are you not sure what
shalom.
Day it is? What time it is?
Boker tov. Sabah el khir. Bonjour. What? Moshe, help me with Polish.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry. Casanova. Guys, the time now is 9 and 12 minutes. Already 13 minutes, Katy. I hope you're listening. We are here in the studio without Roy, like yesterday. Roy is still on holiday and will be in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to be here to try to make fun and to make your time
enjoyable. We're going to provide entertainment.
More faster for an hour. So maybe you're in the car, maybe you're in the office.
Just don't speak.
Maybe you're in the gym. Maybe you are making your Shabbos buying and everything. So, just here. Who is here with me?
Peter's here.
Okay, announce yourself. I will just go out for 5 minutes.
Well, you keep looking at me. Hi.
You're talking to Liel. Of course, Peter is here. Peter is always here. Part of the furniture, and that's how we like it. He's part of the family, so of course he's here. We're talking about Peter Feldman, that he is a movie critic, he is cash-in blogger, and he is an award winner journalist.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, that working a lot with the art, South African art, international art, known all over. Who else is with me? Moshe. Moshe Starograd is over here. His best thing that he ever done in his life is Sasha Star. If you guys are listening to the station
show, yep.
So you know that Sasha Star is a real star, and that's Moshe's doing. He did other things in his life, but not as good.
Would you say that he's crowning glory?
He's
an amazing
best achievement. Yeah, but that's, I'm not going to
elaborate.
I'm not going to elaborate because I know Sasha and she don't like people talking about
you.
Her.
Yeah, thank you.
We also have Hillel. Hillel from again. How are you, Hillel?
I'm well, thank you. Nice to be here again.
Not the first time that he's here. And we all know why we are calling Hillel. Silly season. Like we said yesterday, you guys, you're going to Schlanga, you're going to all these beautiful places, Cape Town and whatever, and to George and to Platt, and you're leaving your house empty, and you're leaving Magen and the other companies to take care of your stuff. 100%, I'm not saying no, don't do it, definitely do it, you have to do it, but there is some stuff that you need to do, there is some advice that we can give you about how to do it, and that's why Hillel is here, and Moshe and Peter and me also going to give our side. Just to start, today is first day, the 23rd of November. Did you know?
Are these for people who wake up and are not sure what day it is?
All three of you didn't know. You didn't say yes. You see? So I told you something. Hey. And another thing is, hey, 5th of Kislev, 5,777 years.
Your fee.
Listen, we're going to keep on counting until it stops, you know. whatever going to stop us. They tried a couple of times to stop us from counting, but we're still here and we're still counting.
Are you saying till we reach the Big Bang Theory?
No. We're Jews. Nobody going to stop us from counting. They tried.
Ad Mashiach,
and it doesn't look like, if you know the song, Mashiach is not coming and he's not calling. So in the meantime, we're counting, and we'll keep on counting. Every Pesach, we're going to tell our children the same story for another million years. That's not a problem. We are there, and we don't have a problem. So a little bit about the silly season. The silly season is around, and everyone is getting ready to go on the holiday, like I said, and well-deserved break, of course, away from the stress and the strain of the year. It was a very hard year, It finished very nicely for Zimbabwe and other people as well. Thank you, guys. But it's still been a hard year. It's been a hard year for Zuma.
Been a very hard year, and last year, and the year before. But he seems to shrug it off and giggle and laugh and continue with life.
He will always do. Like we keep on counting, he will keep on giggle and counting the money. It doesn't matter where he's going to go and where he's going to be. By the way, Mr. Mugabe, the fact that he's no longer the owner of Zimbabwe, it doesn't mean that he's not going to keep his...
Keep his what?
Fortune.
His fortune.
Well, he's got a fortune so many places. Do people know exactly where? All over the world.
You know that Mr. In Hebrew we say Kvodo, his owner, Yasser Arafat. He was sick and he no longer was the leader of the Palestinian people. He was sitting in Switzerland with $2 billion and whatever.
He was sitting with $2 billion when he died. Did he take any of it with him?
No, he gave it to his wife.
And what happened to his wife?
Did
she spend
it? She's living in Morocco, if I'm not wrong, in a beautiful
France, place. In France?
In France. Ah. It's, you know what, is Morocco is the south of France. I didn't lie.
That I was saying all the time.
I
know,
didn't lie.
France must resign from the EU and join the Arab League,
But you know the everything is finished and we're starting to get ready for the holiday and for Christmas and the shopping is starting and you have beautiful trees everywhere and beautiful what. So during the season, many people are out Christmas shopping and they're often distracted and carrying large amounts of cash or expensive gifts. So that's something also that you need to be careful because people are watching you, whatever you do. If you go on a holiday, if you stay at home, everywhere. So please be aware when you're shopping, people are watching you, especially in the parking lots. Try to be very discreet to put everything inside a pocket and not to be...
Inside a shopping bag.
And not to be distracted. Everything in shopping bags, not the see-through ones, the more expensive ones, and that maybe will help you. And not to buy too many flashy stuff during rush hour. We're going to go to commercial. We're going to hear a song, a very nice song from ELO. It's called Last Train to London. And we're going to keep on talking with Hillel about the city season.
Choose high.
High FM.
And God bless ELO for their music. Very long, but very beautiful. Guys, don't forget to please contribute the conversation over here. Our studio number is 010-140-3020. Our WhatsApp line is 061-895-1019. And we also have an SMS. It's 34519 and it will cost you $1.50. But please send us some SMSs. What do you think about the city season? That one we'll do just now. Hillel, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. No
good
problem.
Good. Let's give some pointers to the people that, like I said, going around and carrying some money. Okay, I don't believe that a lot of people carrying cash in the pocket to go and shopping today, but still, you carry expensive stuff, people targeting you in the parking lot, in the shopping malls, everywhere you are, in the restaurant, in the coffee shop.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Okay, what you do? First of all, the obvious thing...
Talk to the microphone.
Okay, hi. First of all, the obvious thing is don't carry flashy things. Don't carry the... Don't wear the diamond ring that your granny gave you.
Yeah, but the girl that will carry the diamond, that will put the diamond ring during the year, will put it in December as well.
Okay, 100%, but you ask me what to do. If you're wearing it the whole year, don't wear it because it's a target. You're making yourself a target.
Okay.
That's what Hillel is saying. Don't expose yourself.
Exactly. We all know there's a Rolex gang around. Don't wear the Rolex.
So say like my son. My son said, lay low on the Rolly and
exactly.
The ice.
That's it. Don't wear the Rolex watch. Don't walk, as you said. And yes, a lot of people do walk around with cash. They go draw cash. They're paying their wages in cash. So what happens? He draws 40,000-50,000 rand, whatever the amount is. The teller signals to somebody outside. Points, that man's drawn a lot of cash.
Why now they're drawing and during the year they're not? Are
you
talking about bonuses?
They're doing it all the time.
Okay, but we're talking about this time of the year. Now it's the end of...
Okay.
In 2 weeks the school gonna finish, people gonna go out of the of work and going out of the house. Before that, they're gonna shop.
Okay, so whatever's been applying throughout the year applies now, as well. Don't be flashy. Don't exhibit. Don't advertise.
Yeah, but it's hard for Jewish people. Come on, Hillel, give us easier stuff to do.
What? Okay, so what you want to do?
Uh-huh.
If you're going from
carry an Uzi.
Who knows how to use an Uzi? I wouldn't carry an Uzi even if I had one.
That's me not too. Good advertising for Uzi. No, I love that.
No, Uzi's past
me
its time. Rather give me a Tilo.
Uzi is not a safe. You carry it when you're by yourself and you're also taking a very big risk. Yes,
you want to carry a foreign, carry a color.
Have you fired it?
I fired the Uzi many times, and Uzi sometimes fire whenever he feels like it. He have his own mind.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's quite a dangerous.
And is there a kickback?
The kickback, listen.
I remember when I was in...
We are men. We like
the
kick.
When I was doing military training and using the R1 rifle for the first time, it's got a kick.
Is it?
I remember.
FN.
Yes, it does. Eh? If you remember.
Yes.
When we went on the rifle range.
I don't know. We first shooting when we're lying down. And when you lie down, there's not the kick is not that big.
No, I was standing up.
If you're standing up, Okay. You need to be ready. You need to start by lying down. Kilel, let's go back to the...
Okay, so...
Not shooting people with Uzi.
No. Okay, listen. Don't advertise. Don't be flashy. If you're going to the shopping center, change your route. If you're coming to... From the airport to fetch somebody, change your route. Instead of going down Glenhove, go down Oxford. Or instead of going George, go Lingsfield. Change your route. Do something different. If you're going shopping at 10 o'clock, go 3 o'clock. Don't use the same shop. So do things differently.
That's for all the cougars. When you go to do your nails at 9 o'clock, go at 11 o'clock.
Change the routine.
Change the routine.
Don't tell your domestic where you're going.
That's a good one, yes.
Because you don't know who she's talking to.
And try not to have stuff at home. If you have stuff at home,
the help
will see it. You will try to hide it. You will try to be funny about it that she won't look at it. And she will, they not... Silly. They will see it, and there is a chance. Sometimes I'm not saying that the help is all corrupt or whatever, but there is corrupt help, and there is corrupt gardeners. And
let me interrupt you here.
Please.
What you're saying is 100% correct. Unfortunately,
not all of them.
No, I didn't say all of it.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, people in domestics and gardeners in conversation unknowingly give away information. They might say to their friend, my madam has bought a new car. You don't know where that information is going. It's going to Alex.
Okay.
There's no ulterior motive. It's conversation, but the information is carried.
Oh, I understand.
Okay.
So if you get a Zulu maid and a Khoza gardener,
you know, during the war, they used to say things about
which
loose
war
tongues.
Now?
They used to say loose tongues kill people. I don't know if that's the exact phrase. You've got to be careful what you say and how you say it. I agree with you, Hillel.
Yeah, you...
No, but like Hillel said that, like you said, loose tongue, they don't mean anything
bad.
No,
I know that. They're not thinking. They're talking.
But
it's conversation.
In the end,
people are listening.
Unfortunately, the other thing that happens, and I've seen it many times, you can have a domestic who's worked for you
for
30 years.
Yeah.
And she sees something lying around, and all of a sudden they lose their heads and they take the Rolex.
Listen, if they from Zim, they will go back home because now it's liberated.
Okay.
Do you think a lot of people are going to go back to Zim?
And they will take whatever they can, whatever they can get through the border.
In answer to that question, Peter, they won't go immediately. they'll want to see what happens first.
Okay.
Because you don't know how this Mnangagwa is going to turn out. There's a lot of talk that he's not so kosher.
100%.
But that's not what
we're. If you look at his history, you'll see where he comes from.
No,
he is. And what he did for Mugabe.
He's a Mugabe number two.
Of course he is.
Definitely.
He orchestrated a lot of those massacres.
But he understands that the way that Mugabe controlled the people in the last 10 years, it's not acceptable and he can't do it. And he needs a change.
Right.
And definitely economically, because they are in very, very bad shape economically. They barely have what to do. If you look in South America, in Ecuador.
Ecuador?
Mm-hmm. Not in Venezuela. In Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Venezuela. Yeah. They don't have what to eat. They don't have what to eat. They go to the zoo and they kill the animals.
Terrible.
And eat it. It's a terrible thing, and no country in the world should get to it.
And Venezuela was a very rich country with oil. Very rich.
It's still rich,
it's
country
still rich,
with oil,
yeah.
But the rich is the one that stand in the front of it, and the rest are very, very poor. And that's what happened in Zimbabwe and other places in Africa. But the fact that is changing now, it's give hope to a lot of people in Africa, even in South Africa, that we're not in the best times ever. If it's crime-wise, if it's corruption-wise, if it's financially-wise, slowly, slowly, we say in Hebrew, a cow by cow, one cow by one
at a time,
and then we'll do the whole herd. We'll get them.
Tell me, Hilal, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
You know, during this festive season,
yes.
You know, people going away, and obviously, you know, as Hilal said, people are leaving the houses.
Yeah.
Going, you have to go for holiday if you got kids at school, so you go away. Now, do you employ more people just to make sure that there is more guard, you know,
where you
contracted to?
We don't necessarily employ more people. We make sure that we use our existing staff in a more productive and clever manner to have more presence on the ground.
But, you know, in the end of the day, it is the present. Because if they want to get in there, they will stand and they will see when is the patrol coming.
Because they are watching you all the time. They know where you...
They're watching. Unfortunately, it's not just Magen. Any security company,
yes.
The police, can't be everywhere all the time.
So do you live by your rules? You're changing your route of the
yes.
patrols and everything?
Yes.
That's the
yes.
question.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We change things around.
They change things around and then you confuse the bus.
Yeah. But there are a few things that you could do. And... there's some dead giveaways that people's not at home. Post and newspapers lying for weeks on end in the post box. It's a dead giveaway. The lawn hasn't been mowed. The garden's looking unkept. A lot of fences you can see through. It's not difficult to see that nobody's home. A lot of people, these guys, they'll walk past and they'll pull the wire on the electric fence
to see
what the response is.
If they're not electrocuted.
No, the first of all, the response is they will get electrocuted.
If you know what to do, you're not going to get electrocuted.
No, and even if you get, it's not a big deal.
You
get electrocuted.
So you'll drive a little bit, but it's not a major. It's not a life threatening.
You do the shake a little bit, that's all.
So once the fence has gone off, they wait and watch. Once the responses come, they've checked, they haven't found anybody, they go away. Now they go in, or they will test this another day to make sure. And then they'll understand there's nobody home, or there's something wrong, and then they'll go in. Coupled with signs that, as I said, the mail and the lawn. And also, another dead giveaway is you see a lot of electric fences, they're hanging, they're touching. It's obvious to the naked eye.
That's a problem when you're not at home and it's storm season.
So what you got
there's winds, there's rain, there's what can you do about it?
So what you gonna do if you live in a house?
Yeah.
Or you live on an estate?
Leave someone there.
Ask either get a house sitter who you trust.
Someone poor that can't go to.
Or you ask your brother or your sister to go past your house. And have a look.
Yeah, especially if you got animals. Don't think that animals will help. Even if you leave them food and everything, it's very easy to put down an animal, and it's even dangerous to leave him by himself.
But also, that's another dead giveaway, because the animal's getting lonely. It's crying. Nobody's taking it.
Not all animals.
My neighbor's dog goes mad.
Huh? And my dog used to sit there and wait for someone to come that he can eat him. But if you throw a steak, he will eat the steak, and then what?
You've put poison on the steak.
Guys, let's go to hear another song. There is a beautiful song by Fleetwood Mac. It's called If You Go Your Own Way, and then we go for some commercial, and we come back just now. And we're back here, and Peter is here with me, and Moshe is here with me, and even Hillel is coming into the studio. Don't forget our numbers here is 010.
You're having a problem?
Yes. 010-140-3020. Yes. There's a WhatsApp line that goes 061-895-1019. And now I'll go to Peter and he will read you another ad. Peter, don't you think these discounts are a bit fishy?
It smells a bit.
Oh, you got it. Huh? I'm going to just go over with you, Peter, about some entertainment that's coming to Monte Casino in the next year.
There's a lot happening in the next year.
Next year. At the moment, we got the Evita, the musical. It's from the 21st of November, and it will go on until the 7th of January. You got the Movie Music Festival on the 9th of December this year, 2017. Next year, you got The Illusionist. If you can see around, you still see the show, and I'm sure when it started, Peter will go and watch it and
I'll report back. They're supposed to be amazing.
Look amazing, and I think I'm going to be your date for that, but we'll talk about it later. That's going to start on the 7th of February. It's going to run only until the 11th of March next year, so it's not going to be a lot of time. Guys, don't miss it. Another classic is The Sound of Music.
They're bringing it back for, I don't know how many times they've done it before.
The Sound of Music, it's always fun.
It's a perennial favorite.
If it's made, listen, these songs are forever. It's
of course.
Well before I was born, and well before I will be passed away, people will love these songs. And that's also from the 31st of March until the 27th of May next year. Jimmy Carr. Do you know Jimmy Carr?
I don't know him personally, but I've heard of him.
You don't know him personally?
I've seen him on stage.
He was here.
He's a huge British comedian.
I saw his special in HBO. He's a comedian. He's got a style of telling jokes. He's telling you a joke. He's got one sentence. He will never tell you a story or whatever.
He builds on jokes.
And he's very, very, very funny. He's very rude. He got a new show now on 122. It's Comedy Central or whatever. It's got a new show now. Also, it's based on rudeness and stuff like this.
People like that.
But he is very, very, very clever. And his show called Best Of / Ultimate / Gold / Greatest Hit Tour. And it's going to start on the 21st of September.
Next year, obviously.
Next year, 2018. Sorry.
Yes,
it's next year.
Yes.
What year are we now?
2017. Wake up,
Leo. Are you sure?
Am I sure?
Is the world still standing?
It's still spinning.
I'm going to go around it. There's people that are saying that the world is
flat.
We won't go there. We're not going to go there.
Michiganess.
Okay. We also got now for the kids Cinderella on Ice. It's going to be in Monty's this December.
I'm going to see it. You're going to see it. I'm going to be at the opening night.
Are you
going to
wear your tutu?
No, Tutu's not here. Tutu's in Cape Town.
No, not this Tutu. You're not allowed to wear this Tutu. You're allowed to wear a ballet Tutu.
Really?
And if you're going to Cinderella on Ice, I think it's only fair that you wear it.
Okay, fair to whom?
Fair to me.
Oh, yeah, it's coming out, eh?
And, of course, Parker's Comedy on the 22nd of November. Now, big concert.
Yeah.
Big concert. Have Bryan Adams.
Brian Adams, another visitor who's been Adams. Here 100 times.
Brian Adams being 100 times, I don't know what left of his voice after all these years.
I don't know either. But he's still got a huge appeal. That's obviously why they're bringing him back.
If he still can run a show and people will come and see, definitely that's going to be in Johannesburg in the 9th of December in the Ticket Pro Dome. It's going to be all over. Sorry, there's one more thing and then we go to commercial quickly and we're going to listen to another song, and it's the Legends of R&B. You know who is the Legends of R&B? It's going to be Brian McKnight and Brandy. And that's going to be in Johannesburg on the 10th of December, also in the Ticket Pro Dome, and you can get tickets anywhere. And I hope you enjoy these shows. We're going to wrap up the show just after this commercial and another song.
The best part of your day. At the heart of your community. All the talk. All the music. All the news. Hi FM.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Paris.
Rabbitson.
Yeah. And we are back with you guys. It's 9:55 in 4 seconds. And we're going to say our goodbyes and going to see you next
Wednesday.
Week. Wednesday. Yes. On Sunday we're all gonna go to Chai FM 9th birthday and we're gonna have fun. I hope we're gonna drink a lot. I know I am.
You've got a water there you can drink.
Sorry, yeah, of course.
Yeah, water. We haven't had water all week, so
water that there's one Christian guy that turns it into
wine
and whatever. Hillel, last word for the listeners, okay, very quickly.
Just for any of your technical security needs, and this is a major point, if you're going away, please make sure your alarms, your electric fences are all working. If you need assistance, you can call me. My number is 083 777 7754. My email is hillel@magen.co.za. I can also call the office 011 786 0727. Call Amir 083 777 7754, and just be safe, don't take any unnecessary chances and come back safe
100%. Peter, thank you very much. I'll see you next week.
Yes,
have a great morning. Shabbos.
Thank you,
Moshe. Goodbye. Be safe.
Shabbat
guys
shalom.
Drive safely, have a great Shabbos, and we'll see you on Wednesday with new shenanigans.
Yes,
we will. Goodbye.